excited to introduce Shannon Blanchard. Shannon, come on up.
I've known Shannon for a little bit over 10 years. She's a sweet sister in the Lord, and I know her story is wonderful. I gave her a broken home, but her story is really tremendous. Thank you, sister.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome my family and my friends. Thank you for coming. I was born in 1982 in Würzburg, Germany. My birth father was in the military. I was born with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, which causes permanent brain damage in the fetus. I weighed 6 pounds, and at 7 weeks old, I was in the hospital for malnourishment. The doctors called it failure to thrive. At the time, my sister Jennifer and I were living in a car with our birth parents somewhere in Lafayette. My sister and I entered into foster care from 7 weeks old and stayed till I was 3. In 1985, Jennifer and I were adopted into the Blanchard family. I was raised as a Methodist preacher's kid. Our mom was our Sunday school teacher, so I knew of the Sunday school Jesus. I just didn't know him personally. My parents had always planted seeds about Jesus in their children's lives. At the age of 16, I went down a spiral of depression and had 1 foot in hell. My papa had just died of a heart attack. I was extremely close to him, so I became angry at God, blamed God, and questioned him. God, how could you take him so soon? How am I supposed to live? I even shook my fist at God and told him I didn't want anything to do with him. I was a rebellious teenager that fought with my parents, fought with my siblings, and caused nothing but trouble. I was difficult to live with. High school became very difficult, and I didn't want to live. My life was a ticking time bomb. God sent my papa to me in a dream, and he said, Shannon, this is not okay. You need to turn to Jesus and get right with him, and you need to do it now if you ever want to see me again. I'm okay, but you are not okay. The dream opened my eyes to Jesus and how desperately I needed him. I fell out of my bed and dropped to my knees, and I prayed the sinner's prayer and let Jesus have my life. The next day was Anointing Sunday at church. I raced to the altar and dedicated my life for Jesus. My dad anointed me with oil that day, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm now a cashier at McDonald's. My life is dependent on rides, as I do not drive due to slow reflexes. If you've ever given me a ride, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. My challenges also include counting back change in my head, but my boss makes allowances and helps me out. It takes me longer to complete tasks than the average person, but I'm a hard worker. I'm constantly looking words up, not knowing what they mean. I was only able to complete the 9th grade. At 28, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I'm the prodigal daughter who strayed away from God and got involved in an alcoholic abusive relationship. I wanted a godly man, and God was silent. I tried to take on a friend's problem and had to go to group therapy. This is where I met my ex-boyfriend. The lowest of the low looked my way, and my attitude towards God was, I'll show you. I begged and pleaded God that I don't have to do this if you can just tell me that you have someone for me. I didn't listen, and because of that, I lost my purity at 28. It's something I regret every single day. I quit my job, left my sister in our house, and moved in with my ex, and we lived in sin for 8 months. I spent many nights alone while my ex would get high, drink, and pop pills. I truly believed that even though I had turned my back on him, Jesus was with me in that trailer. I'm extremely grateful and thankful to be alive. My ex threatened to kill me many times. He called me fat, would beat me, and also put butcher knives against my throat and stomach. I was finally able to leave my ex. I moved home with my parents where they fixed up a room just for me. My family welcomed me home with open arms. I went through several months of counseling. I lost my friends, all but two. I had a lot of filth in my heart, so Jesus did tremendous heart surgery. I had to let go of pride, fear, self-absorption, and unforgiveness. Jesus began to replace all those put-down words with, "You are the daughter of the Most High, and you have been washed by my blood, and you can live forgiven and free." I relearned everything I was taught about Jesus, including every scripture. It's his grace that gets me through the day. It's his mercy that when I was fighting for my life at 7 weeks old, and it's in his forgiveness, we can live forgiven and free.